quite a different album for us. I mean, we've done a few, you know, we've got a few albums under our belts, but they've mostly been, you know, sort of straight worship albums that have been kind of, you know, recorded and written by the same crew of people. So I just wanted to do something a little bit different. You know, our church community is just full of these talented musicians and artists, and, you know, sort of unfairly, we're unfairly stacked with creatives in our city. So I wanted to do something that would sort of pull all of those people and not necessarily the people who write our worship songs or anything like that. So it kind of started there. I wanted to make it a real collaborative project.
Was that a kind of interesting process, like just pulling people from the congregation and going, hey, you know what, you've got a talent, we know it, do you want to be on the album? Or how did it work?
Yeah, well, I mean, it started out as a, you know, when I say creative, I mean, we're pretty, we throw things together at the last minute. So this kind of came about as an evening we wanted to do. So it started as a live show, and we based it around the 7 days. So what I did was I got a whole bunch of writers who aren't musicians, and I gave them, you know, a day of creation each, and they wrote some lyrics or a piece of prose or something like that. And then those got given to musicians and songwriters to turn into songs, and then those songs got given to people to turn into videos. So, you know, like tons and tons of creatives involved. And the cool thing is it's people, it's dragging in people who necessarily, you know, people who've never written a song before or would never be up on stage or anything like that. So maybe about, we ended up with maybe about 20 or 22 people sort of contributing to it.
And has the community really embraced it? Because as you mentioned earlier, like traditionally you kind of have done a bit more of a, you know, worship sort of thing, and then this is like a giant creative process that's really inclusive in a lot of ways. Has the community outside of the church and even within the church really embraced it?
Yeah, heaps. And I think it's, you know, for us it represents kind of a new avenue and a cool new thing. You know, I think a lot of times in churches or in the church community, the only outlet for a musician is to sort of get up on stage and play on Sunday or contribute to church songs or things like that. But we've got this community that's full of musicians in their own right doing amazing things. So it was cool to sort of pull them out of the crowd and not say to them, hey, listen, you have to kind of write a church song or something like that. But ultimately, it's an expression of worship, just a very different one.